Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brunner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is July 5th, 2024, and on today's episode, Evonik opens a research and development lab in the greater Boston area. Bonnie Tully, Evonik's Chief Operations Officer, North America, talks sustainability, and the North America Merit Scholarship Program is going strong after 20 years. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, Evonik opens a new innovation site in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Evonik's Strategic Innovation Unit, CREAVIS, has recently opened its Cambridge Innovation Site in the greater Boston area. The new facility, consisting of labs and offices, will initially focus on research and development for healthcare innovation and the acceleration of Evonik's venture capital activities in the life science sectors. The greater Boston area is one of the world's largest biotech hubs, with more than 1,000 innovative biotechnology companies, venture capital firms, and world-class universities like the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Evonik is a longtime member of the MIT Industrial Liaison Program, and with the new innovation satellite, the company will look to collaborate even further with the local life sciences ecosystem. As Anil Saxena, who leads Evonik's research, development, and innovation in the North America region, explains.
Addressing the global challenges of our time requires the worldwide collaboration of competent partners. We want to benefit from the innovative ideas in this dynamic region, and we want to be closer to our customers here. We are very excited to now be part of the life sciences ecosystem in the greater Boston area, and we are looking forward to a productive collaboration and exchange of ideas with the like-minded people.
Next up, Evonik's Chief Operations Officer, North America, Bonnie Tully, recently sat down with Victoria Meyer, the host of The Chemical Show, a leading business podcast for the chemical industry. Bonnie Tully focused on Evonik's commitment to sustainability by highlighting three key areas. First are next-generation solutions, which are ways that the company is striving to make our products more sustainable. In fact, Evonik aims to have over 50% of its product portfolio consist of sustainable solutions by 2030. Second are next-generation technologies, which are improvements meant to help reduce Evonik's environmental footprint. We are working hard to reduce CO2 emissions and efficiently streamline the use of energy, water, and land across all our sites. Finally is next-generation culture, because as Bonnie Tully explains to host Victoria Meyer, none of these steps are possible without a cultural shift and a sustainability mindset.
For us, our next-generation culture is that we see that sustainability is part of our business case, it's part of our business model. We as managers want to see sustainable solutions coming out, and we want our employees to feel that they can bring opportunities forward as well. So it's really the employees seeing sustainable opportunities and bringing them forward, and also knowing that management will support that, and then management saying, hey, we see a business case here. You have to have both. You have to have the employees as well as management all saying, like, yeah, this is the direction we're going, and that's culture.
Lastly, Evonik has recently chosen 8 high school graduates for its Merit Scholarship Program. The Evonik North America Merit Scholarship Program has been supporting academic excellence for 20 years. Evonik has provided close to $500,000 in scholarship funding to almost 200 college students since the program's inception in 2004. For the 2024-2025 academic year, 8 students were chosen out of 42 applications. Each recipient will receive $2,500 annually, which is renewable for up to 4 years. Evonik's commitment to education is an investment in the future. As the head of supply chain excellence, digitalization, and capabilities, Shabnam Najand and her daughter Diana explain.
It's an honor to be part of Evonik, a company that truly values education and invest in the future of all children. I am brimming with pride as my daughter Diana has won the Evonik Merit Scholarship.
This scholarship will support my educational journey and future endeavors as a biomedical engineer. Thank you again.
Before you go, yesterday was the 4th of July, and we want to wish all our employees and listeners in the United States a happy Independence Day. And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.